Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss how Challengers was the horniest movie of all time, the rap beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar, the Applebee's meltdown on Survivor, the shit smear campaign on Charlie XCX's Lime Green Wall, and the return of Dua Lipa. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning, good evening, and most of all, good day.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing all right, mama. I am doing chillitating. Mama, y tu mama.
También.
Sí. I never oui. Saw it.
I saw it. I saw it twice. Can you believe in college, I had a film class. It met on Mondays and Wednesday nights.
And it was 3 hours long?
Yes.
And yeah, I was in that and I dropped it immediately. I was like, I can't sit still for 3 hours.
No, get this. So every Monday we watched the movie. And then on Wednesdays we watched it again.
What?
The whole semester we watched, each week we watched the same movie twice.
Yeah, well, you know what? People really hype up a college degree, but sometimes a college degree is just like, it's some nonsense that you just have to go sit in a room and do some shit. And then like, bam, you got a college degree
That professor came in with the biggest size McDonald's fountain drink every class.
Well, the boycott.
I had a lot of, what was it? $1 any size drink day.
I saw that. Okay, well, first, I think they do that full time now. Any size drink is a dollar. We're not here to promote McDonald's, mega corporation.
Actually,
but I will say this: I saw a receipt for McDonald's that said a hash brown was like $4 and something cents now. I don't know where it is. Maybe its prices may vary, but like, girl. If anybody is buying that, it had to be at like an airport or something. But if anybody is spending that type, do you know you can get a stack of like 12 of those
from Trader Joe's?
From Trader Joe's frozen. And let me tell you what, they are perfect in an air fryer, and you are good to go. You have a hashed brown.
Honey, listen. So yeah, inflation. Yes. I've had it. I ran out of my face moisturizer this week. Keep in mind, I have used the same face moisturizer since I was 16.
And we can tell.
And I know everyone's always like, how you look so young? I said, I use the same face moisturizer since I was 16. So there I was. I was like, I'll just run over to Walgreens. I'm going to pick it up. Mm. And I go there. They don't have it. They have a lot like it, but they don't have the one I want. So I'm like, all right, I'll just guess I'll get it online. Everybody wants to know, everyone's spending money on Amazon. Well, because Walgreens doesn't carry my moisturizer. So there I am on Amazon. One little 3-ounce bottle, $31.
You got to buy your liquids in bulk. Honey, let me tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. They were like, that's exactly what they tried to spin it. They were like, or you can get 3 bottles for $75. I'm talking, bitch, I do not buy expensive moisturizer. This is Neutrogena.
Mm.
This is cheap. This is Neutrogena with a 15 SPF. They think,
well, not anymore. Not they, cheap anymore, baby.
They think that 3-ounce bottle deserves to be $30.
I'm so sorry that you're going through this.
In what world? In what world?
In a capitalist world. This is capitalism. Let me tell you something.
Should I tweet at Neutrogena and say, you've lost a customer? You're out of your mind.
I think you should. I think.
Well, actually.
Feud of the year.
Well, so no, you know what I've been doing? I had to screw the top off the moisturizer, and I'm hitting it really hard on my hand.
Oh, my God.
Trying to get out every little oochie ouchie.
You could add a little bit of water to
no,
it.
No, I can't. That seems
You know what you could do?
You could get
a really cheap lotion, and once you're down to halfway through your Neutrogena, add half.
That's for my face, honey. You can't put cheap lotion on your face.
Whatever. I'm just trying to make your dollar stretch. What do you want from me? I'm trying to help.
I'm
solution oriented. You're complain oriented.
Excuse me?
Excused.
I'm pissed. I watch you eat every day.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my. So are we getting right into it? Okay. Well, I feel like we should need to keep Survivor and Amazing Race. I'm not caught up on Amazing Race. And
what?
Drag Race and all to the end, because like the people who need to hear about the more pressing things.
Like what?
Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Funny. So I thought...
What is the tea? The girls are fighting.
I thought you might bring this up. So you know what I did this morning? I Googled the complete... You know how they do the what's the beef between the complete rundown of their fight? So there I was on Billboard skimming, dating back 10 years ago. I'm like, no, honey, I want to know what they've been up to this week. I don't need to know what happened in 2016.
I don't even need to hear the... So they put out like rap...
They've been dropping tracks just on their YouTube channels. I listened to one. The one I wanted to find...
Diss tracks. These are what these are.
I'm like, is this... This is... All these men think they're so tough. They're out here writing songs about each other.
They're out here, rhymezone.com open. They're writing poetry back and forth.
Yeah.
That's the gayest shit of all time. You think this is beef? This is faggotry.
Yeah. Well, so the one I wanted to look up is apparently Kendrick Lamar, and one of them said that Drake did Ozempic and ab etching.
And good for him.
I saw someone tweet, leave him alone. That's gender affirming care.
It is. People doing what they want with their bodies and shaping them into the forms that they want to carry. You know what? I don't know. I think it's a low blow, but I did see that he didn't even accuse Drake of some other stuff. Like being a pedophile and like having extra kids and saying you're on Ozempic is it's a LOL gag. It's a little bit like it's a little, I don't know. It feels like a cheap shot. But like, girl, if you got other things that are worthy of dragging somebody for, like being a pedophile, like start there. Don't be all like, and I think you're on Ozempic. I mean, I'm not, I don't have stake in the fight. If anything, I'm a Kendrick stan, and I've never listened to a Drake song, let alone an album. So, like, I'm team Kendrick all the way. Damn.
So then I listened to one song, and I mean, I thought, okay. I mean, a good premise. It starts out, and he's, like, rapping. Kendrick Lamar is rapping to Drake's son, being like, yo, Adonis, I wish you had a real man in your life to be your dad.
Okay.
But then the tea I saw this morning is that, so Kendrick Lamar has been being all like, you've got a leak. None of the people in your camp support you. They're all hating on you. But then supposedly Drake had a fake leaker leaking fake info to Kendrick so that he would rap fake stuff that Drake's fake leak planted. Do you get it?
I get it. Have you ever been chirping with the girls and somebody gives a little bit of tea that feels a little bit off, but you're in like too good to be true. And it's like, it feels like it is a planted piece of info. And I'm like, oh, I have been in that situation thinking, you're not going to catch me telling anybody about that because it is so specific that like, this ain't real, and I know you're tempting me to tell someone else, and I'm not doing it. I'm not falling for it.
Yeah, honey, if my crime is being boring, your crime is being nothing.
All right. All right. Who had the better diss track?
Connor
Kendrick
or
Lamar,
Drake,
Daniel Prada, or Connie Franny?
All I know is the feud of the year category is really heating up.
Okay. Well, yes, as it should. And you know what? We live in an era of tension.
Speaking of another feud, Liz versus Applebee's.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we're getting into that.
No. We don't have to. I could talk about some other music stuff.
Did you see the Charlie XCX, first of all, do you know who Charlie XCX is?
Okay, honey, shut up.
Okay, so she was doing like a live pop-up.
Did you ask me that so you could stop to Google?
No. So she was doing like a live pop-up performance or something.
I met Charlie XCX with you.
Oh. Oh!
At a high school.
Well, yes. So she was doing this like live like performance. She tweeted out the location, and so she has a new album, and you know the cover is like that lime green.
Yes, I'm up to date on the Charlie XCX of it all.
So then she tweeted out the location of this like live performance, and it's this entire wall that is that lime green. Okay, and so like everyone was gathering there and waiting to see what was going to happen. And somebody runs by and pulls down their pants. It starts shitting and smearing it all over the lime green wall.
No.
Yes, there's poop smears all over this lime green wall.
Who do you think it was? Where were you during this time?
Where's Bushwick?
Yeah, New York.
I need to unfollow every New York gay because it's like the way they tweet so locally. It's like, why do I need to know about what's happening in Bushwick? I don't. Yeah. You don't see me tweeting about what's happening in WeHo as if it's like common knowledge for the people. Like
they were jealous that you all had a pink wall, so they got a green wall.
Yes, that is it. It's yes, the two walls are kind of giving Cosmo and Wanda, but bicoastally. Do you even know who Cosmo and Wanda are?
Why couldn't it be giving Elphaba and Glinda? Oh. And Glinda.
Yeah, in a way, it kind of is.
Maybe this was Wicked the Movie Part 1 promo.
Perhaps.
So then what? How do I get out of this story?
Well, then, the screenshot that's going, or the picture that's going viral is there was a live stream happening, okay? Of the like the wall, and you could see somebody with their pants down, and there's poop on the wall. And the comment in the screenshot that's going around is somebody saying, "Dis my real hair, honey."
All that for that
is all the comments on the viral posters. Not Q getting involved. Not Q catches strays. This is my real hair, honey.
I also don't believe that it's poop. So you're telling me somebody knows this live stream is going on, they didn't run by, poop their pants, and do all that. They stuffed with like brownie batter.
They stuffed. They stuffed. They preloaded the dishwasher.
How are you gonna run by, stop, squat?
It was a drive. It was a run by fruiting.
And you could just push. And you just push it on command.
Some girls have it. Some girls don't.
No. Somebody preloaded the dishwasher with brownie batter, and they thought, I'm going to make a funny.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Have you ever preloaded the dishwasher with brownie batter?
No. But, you know, I love to do the dishes. I really do.
Hey,
speaking I love to clean. I am in my cleaning. Well, I'm not in my. I've always been in my cleaning era. I love to clean. I love to keep a home clean. I love to keep. I'm just telling, you know, if there's any men out there that find value in that.
She's a big act of service, girl.
Is that a service act?
Yes.
Oh, well.
You show love through acts of service.
Well, you know, the love languages are fake. Homophobic. And to suppress women. So let's not open that door.
Let's not preload that dishwasher.
you ever met a straight guy who didn't claim his love language was physical touch? It's just a form of forcing women to acknowledge and give men sex.
Well, my therapist that I was seeing in LA actually said that it's a very male gaze to just assume that physical touch only encompasses sexual touch.
Let's talk about that.
And she said that physical touch can actually mean a lot more, and it can be cuddling, it can be
hand-holding. Yeah, it includes a little gucci.
It's a little gucci. It's a little forehead kiss every now and then. Honey, it ain't always, physical touch don't always mean throwing it in.
You don't need to tell me that. You need to tell the people that.
So well, now I guess that's you with your sexist that. Gaze.
Talking to me, or you're talking to me?
You, honey. It's my real hair, honey.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Oh my God, speaking of this, my real hair, honey, do you know who Pink Panthers is?
I do.
Okay, so somebody threw a wig on stage and she caught it.
Okay.
This is my real hair, honey.
I think wigs are acceptable things to look at. Look at you holding your thumb up on your chest, and the screen keeps thinking you're giving thumbs up, and it keeps popping up the thumbs up bubble on the screen.
I'm just keeping my body steady.
Look, there it is.
I see it.
Why are you holding your sternum with your thumb?
Can a boy not hold his sternum with his thumb?
It's nonstop thumbs it up, honey.
I'm telling the AI overlords that I'm good, good, good.
Oh, I had one thing to say. I was going to say, speaking of doing the dishes, you know, ever since your gross metal straw worm story, I haven't been able to use my metal straw. So thanks for ruining that for me.
You're welcome. And I would rather ruin it for you than have you experience what I went through. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. I'm not joking. And this morning I used a metal straw and I blew as hard as I could because it's a very skinny metal straw.
Why don't you just peek through?
It's because it's got a curve to it.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, baby.
I don't like the curved ones. I like the straight ones.
Yeah, so you can see through it and make sure you're not sucking
those
gunk.
Those curved ones are too little dinky. A little baby sip with my little straw. No. Hey, do you think Chucky should be a guest host on Drag Race?
Absolutely. I think, you know what? I think it would really add something interesting. Have we ever had Miss Piggy as a guest judge?
Maybe. I feel like she's been there. Where are the puppets?
Where are the puppets?
If
you're a show that has a affinity for puppets, if you have mini challenges every few seasons with puppets, where are the puppets?
Yeah, who are some other puppetry gay icons who could judge?
I think those two old gays in the balcony could be judges.
Yeah.
I think Miss Piggy for sure, of course.
She's had to have done it. Maybe on an international.
Miss Piggy on an international. Not them bringing Miss Piggy for Canada's Drag Race.
I think she did.
No. I don't think so. Yeah. I would like it.
Watch Miss Piggy outclass the Queens of Drag Race. It just happened. Miss Piggy was on in 2021.
That was a lifetime ago. That was a different Miss Piggy. So, she's on Ozempic now.
So you think Chucky?
Chucky would be good. Why not?
Yeah, I agree. I think queer cultural icon.
No, the T is they would have Chucky, but there would be a surprise bride of Chucky appearance. Tiffany would also be there.
I didn't know if she had a name.
What do you mean you didn't know she had a name?
Tiffany?
What?
How does she spell it?
Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y.
You know,
Tiffany.
Some Tiffany's are with an I, girl.
Yeah,
some Tiffany's are with one F.
I need to talk about Challengers.
Oh, honey. She finally came crawling around to my twink movie.
That shit was horny as hell. The whole theater was bricked up.
Is that when you poop?
It's when you pull a Lisa Rinna.
I thought... Yeah.
Hey, I gave you a reference of and the reference was aware of her backstory.
I don't talk about that one. She's the biggest bully in West Hollywood. In Hollywood.
Is that, I don't know if that's true or not.
So
challengers. So there's them twinks that want to jerk it together. I do like all of the I think this movie's gonna open up some minds, hearts, ideas for the straight people. Straight people are gonna think, you know what? I should smack my friend's boner. You know what?
Straight men do that.
Do they? Do they get boners around each other and then smack the boner?
Honey, what were the guys up to in the high school locker room at your school?
I don't know. I was very busy being very self-aware of what I was up to.
Yeah, as a gay, we had to be, but all the straights were running around tucking their dick between their legs, being like, look at my gooch.
I couldn't look around for fear of like one thing setting me off. I was like, I can't even make eye contact. Luckily, I didn't have LASIK then, so everything was but a blur.
They were all doing fucking balloon animal tricks and shit.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I don't like it. I don't like...
So did you like Challengers?
I loved it. I thought, you know, this is a fun flick for the whole fam.
Okay, I thought of you, not a spoiler. I thought of you when one of the scenes when they're like playing the tennis and they hit the ball and it goes right at the camera lens.
I jumped. Some bitch. I hated that.
Some bitch in my theater screamed.
It would have been me. It would have been me.
I was like, oh, calm down, honey.
I don't want, okay, listen, it was so unnecessary. It was so unnecessary because, like, if you're going to be a movie that does that, has the tennis ball come at the camera, do that in the first scene so that I know you're a movie that's going to do that. Don't wait until an hour and a half in to have your first ball to camera moment where I guess it does wake the audience up a little. It's like, hello, I'm still here.
I think the hotel scene was the first ball to camera moment.
All right.
It's my real hair, Annie.
I thought it was fun and good, and I would see it again.
Yeah.
And the friend that I went with to go see it was like convincing me the whole time I need to get Stubbs, whatever the hell.
Oh my god. Like, you're an AMC Stubbs member.
Yeah, he was trying to convince me to get it. Should I?
I don't know. Is this an undercover brand deal?
Don't you have it?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I sure don't. Not nowadays.
Well, I was also, last night I was convinced to get Apple, whatever the hell, a 7-day trial because if
Apple Care?
Because I was told by Apple Care that I could walk in the store and get the part. No, it's Apple
TV Plus.
Yeah. Well, I used my 7-day free trial or whatever I need to back out of immediately so they don't charge me.
What are you trying to watch?
Well, I was convinced to get my trial so that we could watch last night. Argyle.
Agent Argyle?
Have you seen it with Miss Dua Lipa?
Isn't it got what's his name in it? My Superman?
Yeah, I think he's in that. John Cena.
No. John
he is in that too.
John Cena could get it.
And I have to say, it was 2 hours long and I hated it the entire time. I thought, damn, this movie wishes it were something other than it is and it never reaches it. And I was like, cancel the membership before it began.
Did you listen to the new Dua album?
I did and I loved it.
I have a question.
There's something going on in Albania.
I have a question.
Yes?
Well, I guess I just didn't realize that Irish exit and French exit were that interchangeable.
I had the exact same thought.
I went to Google furious on Friday morning when that album dropped. And you know what it told me?
What?
They're one and the same. Which I was like, I guess her singing in a sexy French accent at the end of the chorus makes more sense than her trying to do an Irish one. Irish accent.
It's giving a gift of a friend.
But you know what, though? I learned, because then I was like, well, I need to learn if Irish accent's problematic.
Oh, dear.
And it kind of is, but not, well, I didn't know. I didn't know if we were offending the Irish.
No, I think they're pretty chill about most things.
Well, do you know, it said, do you know why it's called Irish exit?
Why? Because they exited Brexit?
No, it said because Irish people would leave the bar without telling their friends they were drunk, or that they were going home because they were drunk, and then your friends couldn't take your keys from you. I was like, Irish exit is pro-drunk driving?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm very against drunk driving. It's the easiest stance to have.
I didn't know this whole time they were linked.
Mm. So then what's a French exit?
It's the same thing.
Girl, no. Be something. Be yourself. Be.
While I was busy Googling it, an article came up that was like, I don't know, one of the big newspapers on the East Coast. It was like, so-and-so etiquette guide weighs in on whether or not Irish exits are polite or rude, and I thought I can't possibly.
There's not a single etiquette guy that could ever convince me of anything. If anybody's an expert on etiquette, I already know I never want to spend time with them.
I would spit on them.
Don't tell me where my fork should be. Don't tell me that if I'm done with my plate, the fork and the knife need to be arranged as so on the plate to be 2 p.m., blah, blah, whatever. Fuck you.
Don't tell me to cross my legs while wearing a skirt.
Don't. Don't. Don't.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Okay, so now you have 5 minutes to talk about Survivor.
Oh my God. Speaking of, you know what? I had a good transition.
So why do you hate
Survivor? You know what I liked in Challengers? You know what I liked in Challengers? They had a very authentic scene at an Applebee's.
I'm pissed.
They had a scene at
You eat every day.
Okay, they had a scene making out in an Applebee's parking lot. Have you ever made out in an Applebee's parking lot?
Listen, one time in college, I met this guy on like a dating app, but he was going to Albion College and I was going to Michigan State. And so I had like driven to Albion to like hang out with him. And then we were like texting and he was like, we should meet for a date during the week. And then he was like, well, the halfway point is Jackson. And I wasn't like out at the time. And I was like, how am I supposed to go have a first date in Jackson in my hometown? Where can I go? We went to Applebee's.
Well, eating good in the neighborhood.
I planned a very nice date for him. And then we went to this park afterward and I surprised him. And he really liked the Jason Mraz album. And I was like, well, we could like just hang out and watch the sunset at the park. And then like,
and you put on the Jason Mraz album and he rapped every word.
I put on the Jason Mraz album. And you know what he said?
What?
He said, oh, I wish I had known this is what you were bringing. I would have preferred the live album version.
Oh, and it wasn't like you could just put it on because it was like you burned the tape or something.
Yeah, I think I had to personally download and illegally burn the full Jason Mraz album just for him to tell me he wished it would have been the live version.
Wait, you know what? We moved on too fast from Dua Lipa. Did you listen to the album?
I did.
Did you like it?
It feels like an extension of Future Nostalgia. I think she did release the three, like, up the really good songs. There's some others.
They definitely picked the right singles, yes.
Yeah, I think there's some others that are some definite growers. Oh, I did want to say, and this could actually be your segue into Survivor. I just am never going to get behind a song about somebody's name unless it's my own. And call me selfish. Call me self-centered. I don't want to hear about Maria.
No, Maria.
It's a
big week for Applebee's. It's a big week for Maria.
If somebody has a song on their album and it's somebody's name, there's a 98% chance I'm going to hate that song and skip it.
One Direction Diana is great.
No, again, don't like it. Also, it is a big week for Applebee's because I watched the new John Green movie, Turtles All the Way Down, based on the book, which I loved. And the movie, they also go to Applebee's quite a bit.
Do they go to the Applebee's in the book?
Yes.
Okay, well then good.
I think. I read the book 8 years ago when it came out.
Well, that brings me joy. I feel like I'm missing out on Applebee's. There's no Applebee's around me.
Well, my friends that watch Survivor here in the city were all like, should we go to an Applebee's? I'm like, y'all, there's one in the marina.
Applebee's has some good ketchup.
That's where Dollarita Steve was when the earthquake hit.
Don't remind me. Okay, so back to Applebee's.
So why do you hate Survivor?
We had a big Applebee's week on Survivor. Do they do this? So this, as you know, this is my first season watching Survivor. Do they do this every season where it's always Applebee's? Or do they do like like a type of episode where the challenge is like this fast food experience? No. Or like
they used to do it quite a bit more in recent, and they at one point they were doing Outback Steakhouse instead of Applebee's. Though I do feel like they have done Applebee's one other time in the last six seasons, but it's not as frequent as it was at one point on the show. It's like the sponsors come and go, honey. They used to give away a car every episode, every season toward the end in the early seasons, and then they stopped doing that. No more car sponsorships.
Well,
now they give away Bloomin' Onions. Mushroom burgers.
So there was a challenge where they could compete for Applebee's like full meal. Okay, I'm giving the context for the people that don't watch the show, and they've been on the island for what, maybe 20 days, 18 days,
17
10 days
or 18, I think it's
okay. So a couple weeks, they're getting close to 3 weeks. They're people, I guess I didn't realize they really don't have any food.
Well, here's the thing again. So post season 40, so there's just 41 and beyond the last six seasons, they shortened it. It used to be 39 days. Now it's 26. I actually don't even know off the top of my head. They shortened it. And so when they shortened it, they were also like, we're going to make it tougher. They used to give them rice that they could make every couple of days and they would have it because they were there for almost 40 days. Now they're like, no rice, no shit. This is tough. Wah, wah, wah. Eat the coconut, figure it out. Kill a pig, eat it if you want.
Okay.
But yeah, so no, they don't give rice like they used to. They used to just have white rice all season. They'd get a big old bag of it, and it was up to you to like ration it out.
So there's pigs that you can kill on the island? Is anybody doing that? Is it an island?
There have been multiple seasons where people have either killed things that have been killed on Survivor and eaten. Rats, pigs, wild birds, a shark, lots of fish.
Okay.
Yeah, they killed
them. Well, there's a woman on this season. Her name is Liz, and she has not been able to eat anything. She's gluten free. She's got food allergies or whatever the hell. If you know you can't eat anything, I mean, who am I to tell anybody you don't compete on a show? But like, I guess you can't be mad at everyone else for eating,
right?
What they can eat just because you can't eat it.
And it's not even like equating apples to apples. So on the show, if somebody wins a reward, they often get to take a couple other contestants with them. So this guy wins the Applebee's reward. She spent the whole...
It's not just this guy. It's the guy she voted to eliminate last night. Last night, she tried to get rid of this guy, okay? And then the next morning, he wins the challenge where he's going to go to Applebee's on the island, and he gets to bring two people, and she starts begging. Do people beg?
Yes.
On this show?
It's a regular occurrence to see begging for reward challenge. People will guilt trip. People will be like, take me, I deserve it. I haven't had rewards.
I'm sorry. Nobody can stand in front of me and try to claim Applebee's as their thing. It's so disrespectful to everybody else's relationship with Applebee's.
Honey,
how dare you? You go to Applebee's, big whoop. So does everybody. So
wait. Imagine her standing there telling Jeff, the host, that she eats Applebee's with her daughter every Wednesday. And then I raise my hand and tell the story about the Jason Mraz album.
Sure, do it. Because we all have our own special memories about Applebee's. And I don't think I care that somebody else has another story. It's just as Applebee's is just as special to me as it is to her. And I would not be convinced to pick somebody based on a sob story, period.
Well, but see, but then that's the like catch 22, because then people like get in their head and then they're like, if I don't bring her on this Applebee's reward and I make it to the final three, she's not going to vote for me because she's going to be pissed.
And then the people who were not picked to go on the excursion were all like stewing on how mean it was that he didn't pick her. Like, y'all I think they were just kind of like provoking her to like stew in her own anger to like keep the attention on like, oh yeah, he is the bad guy. Let's all gang up on him because he didn't do
well.
He didn't follow the protocol of what you should do, I guess.
I think it was two things. I think obviously they've had beef with that person for the last few episodes anyway, but I also think there was a scene that didn't get shown in the episode where the two of the three people that he did bring on the reward volunteered to give up their spot and let that girl go instead. And he said, no, it's not your choice. I get to pick who's coming because I won.
Yeah.
So I think it's a little bit of that too. And you're right. It is his choice to win. But I think, again, it's a game of perception. You and I and everybody's going to have different standards and different belief system. So it's like, certainly people are going to be rubbed the wrong way by it, but people are also going to say, it's cool, I don't care.
Well, we have also yet to explain the reason why we're even bringing it up. So once she finds out she's not going to Applebee's,
I think they heard once, me quote it.
If you want to see the video, Corey posted a tweet with the video, but she starts screaming and Jeff goes, Liz, what are you feeling right now?
She says, I'm pissed.
I'm pissed.
I watch you eat every day. And then she just has a full meltdown about how, I mean, I'm sure it's a lot. You can't really vent to people out there when something does bother you. Because again, the whole thing is some people want to play this game and be liked throughout so that if they make it toward the end, they win. So she just had an emotional moment over Applebee's. I think Applebee's couldn't have asked for better promo. I mean, how much did they pay to even get that little reward segment, which is supposed to be 10, 15 minutes of the episode? And the whole damn episode was about Applebee's.
I have never known more about a specific Applebee's item than I now know about the mushroom burger that apparently is the only thing she's ever been able to eat. And now it's here on the island and nobody that went on the excursion even touched their shroom burger. And oh my God, I'm sorry, but like, girl, I don't know. And that the wild thing was I would see tweets about this because it was really a moment on social. And I would open the tweets and all the people being like, LOL, this is how I would probably be. This is what I would probably be acting like too. So I get it. And I'm thinking, are you joking? Or are you serious? Are people really, I guess some people are like brats.
Yes. A lot of people are brats.
That's wild. And I guess people don't care to not act like a brat.
I wish she would have said that she made the whole thing up as an effort to like try to weasel her way into the reward in a similar way to during like one of the first seasons on Pearl Islands. They used to have family visits. And like if you won, you got to like spend the afternoon with a loved one. And this guy lost the challenge and his friend had come out and he lied and told everyone that his grandma was supposed to be there and that if his friend was there instead of his grandma, that she must have died. So then they all let him go on the reward challenge too so he could get more information about his dead grandma. But really, he was lying.
Jesus.
Iconic. I wish
that is iconic.
I wish she would have come back to camp and said, y'all, I tried it. I'm starving. I lied. I don't give a fuck about Applebee's. That would have been more iconic.
You know what? You know why it was really bugging me is because
you miss Applebee's.
Because I miss Applebee's. Because she was being like, I wanted to feel this special connection to my daughter.
Then when, and it's honey? Like,
no. It doesn't even matter. You are feeling, you are being reminded. The universe is giving you this experience that you are choosing to alchemize in this way of resentment. You are still thinking of your daughter, and yet you are funneling it through the lens of resentment and anger because it's not panning out how you want, but you still are being reminded of your daughter. The universe has given you exactly what you're asking for. You just are upset it didn't come with some, like, you know, ketchup fries ranch on the side. It's like, no, if this was really about feeling connected to your daughter, then go sit somewhere and think about your daughter.
That was like, I don't know. That was like how we saw rainbows on every single leg of the Amazing Race. But we turned it into a positive instead of a negative.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I just am like, maybe it's easy to be on my couch saying all these things. Maybe I need to go on Survivor, but like,
I'm playing.
I don't know. People need to get a grip, I think.
I'm playing Survivor with strangers this weekend.
Oh, yeah? Who are you going to channel?
I might go all... Should I bring Liz, my inner Liz, to the...
I think you should be prepared to say, I see you eat every day. Okay. I think it will be a reference that will serve you.
Okay, I'll try it. If I'm feeling nervous that I'm about to get voted out, I'm going to stand up and say, I see you eat every day.
Yeah, you should have some... You know how Lux Noir London went to...
With some pre-canned lines, honey?
Went to Untucked knowing some lines she was going to say. It's unafraid to reference or not reference. I think that could help.
No, I'm all about making my new tag, making my own taglines.
All right, girl. Well, I can't wait to hear one.
All right. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/TylerOakley, Tuesday mornings, Wednesday afternoons, Friday nights, and Sunday mornings. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me with Peter in the Park.
Oh,
playing Survivor.
All right.
Wish
all right.
me luck.
I think you're gonna really
if I don't,
be eliminated first.
If I don't win, maybe I'll at least win a boyfriend.
Oh, you think it's gonna be like that?
I heard there are homosexuals that are gonna be there in the mix.
Ooh. You know what I'm doing this week? I think I'm going country line dancing.
I would love that for you.
Yeah,
and are you going to watermelon gonna be, crawl?
Mainly. Through the front door. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, mama.
Bye, mom.